it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Okay, our Valentine's Day roundtable here. What did everybody do on Valentine's Day? For my weekend, it was kind of a... We did a little of everything this weekend. Friday night was really mine and Stacy's Valentine's night. So we went to the W downtown.
Nice.
And we ended up in this really cool room that overlooked the city, which was awesome because it was snowing.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
So
cool.
Yeah, it worked out awesome. And then flowers came on Saturday from me, and then the kids sent her flowers also. And then yesterday, we opened up our Valentine's Day present. So it was sort of like little things all weekend long. Which
nice.
Was really kind of cool. Wendy had a first date.
I know, date on Valentine's Day with a guy I met out on Friday night. Wasn't going to go out, but just met him. He's new to town, only been here for about 2 weeks, and wanted to do a date. And I was like, I'm leaving next week. And he was like, well, let's do it on Valentine's Day. As long as we're not Valentine's, let's do it on Valentine's Day. And it was a first date. So we went to a really nice dinner, made reservations, and then went and saw Valentine's Day, the movie, after that, which was really sweet. So I had a good time.
Cute.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Cool. And Jeff was the lucky of all of us.
You know what? I actually was in Syracuse for the weekend, where it's, you know, it snows like everybody's talking about the snow and everything, and had a great time with just my parents and Jessica, and didn't do anything, hung out, but
fed the ducks,
and that was the highlight of the weekend. But had more of an acute awareness of how ridiculous the panic this city feels when there's some snow based on one sentence that my dad said when we were at dinner. He says, so everybody's freaking out about the snow. What's going to happen? I'm like, well, they're just panicked. You know, they got to get home. They got to do this. He's like, right, but it's going to be 50 tomorrow. So the snow will be gone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. And he said, you really live in a city where people are that freaked out about being inside with their families for 24 hours?
Yeah. The answer
and I was like, yep.
Yes.
Because
that's what people are panicked about when you think about it. Because, you know, up in New York, they're better equipped, you know, the snow plows and salt and all that. So it's life goes on. So I was trying to explain to him. I said, in Atlanta, people panic because, you know, the whole city's got two snow plows and one guy who knows how to drive them. You know what I mean? They're not prepared for that. And he goes, the snow doesn't stay.
Mm-mm.
So you just stay inside.
So you got to just stay inside with your family for a day. And I'm like, yeah, people don't like that thought at all. People really freak out at that.
Friday night, the traffic was so bad. People were freaking so badly. And it wasn't even sticking to the ground. And people were freaked. I was driving downtown and like people were driving with their hazards on. I'm like, it's not even sticking. There's no ice. There's nothing. People chill. But Jen's Valentine's Day. This was pretty cool yesterday.
So excited to hear about it.
It was definitely a cool weekend. I did use the excuse Friday night to sort of stay snowed in, which was really nice, and watch the Olympics. And then Saturday was sort of going out to a nice dinner. We went to one Midtown Kitchen, which was great, and then to Bitterball. And then yesterday we celebrated Valentine's Day, and this is the new relationship, by jumping out of an airplane. So we went skydiving yesterday, which was incredible. It was my second time going. You guys know I jumped on the air the very first time, and I had so much anxiety and nerves in the airplane going up, but I think it was because of the broadcast. You know, mm-hmm. I was just so concerned about it, you know, airing live on the Burt Show, and could you guys hear me? Because that airplane, it's, you know, they're tiny little, mm-hmm. you know, tiny little planes, and so it's so loud up there. You can't really hear anything. I was, like, so stressed the first time about making sure you guys heard me, and it was, mm-hmm. You know, with two of my girlfriends and this, like, totally, like, emotional time in my life and this, like, you know, big, like, sort of emotional outpouring experience that came along with it that first time. Well, this time was completely different, just fun, like no radio work to worry about or whatever. Mm-hmm. We were just like suited up. And of course, we both jumped tandem. This was his second jump and my second jump. And so we were just both like way more relaxed about it. Like, and it was so much fun. It was awesome. It was freezing yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking to them Saturday night
especially
about this.
Up 14,000 feet.
Was it like, how cold was it?
They say it was 30 degrees colder up there than it is here.
Burr.
So it was probably, what, like 10 degrees maybe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's probably 10 degrees, maybe 15 or 20 up there. I don't know. But you're just like so intensely with adrenaline, you kind of like forget about temperature or any of that stuff. But it was awesome. He made all of the plans. And so we jumped at a different place that I had been before. We went to the farm and I jumped with a guy named Big Steve.
Big Steve.
Big Steve was awesome. And and so he knew that it had been my second jump, so he was like, do you want to do some cool stuff when we get out of the plane? I was like, yeah. And he's like, let's do some backflips.
I'll show you how big I can get.
And so we sort of like jumped and turned and did two backflips coming out of the airplane. And he was like, make sure you keep your eyes open. You'll see the bottom of the plane. And that's a cool feeling.
Awesome.
So I totally did that. So I was looking up, eyes open, and we do like two flips coming out the back. And I saw the bottom of the airplane. When else in your whole life do you ever see the bottom of an airplane in the air?
Only if I'm laying cool. on my back and I'm on a runway.
Guess what? Everybody on Lost has seen that. Big deal.
So now you've got a video again of it, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I have a video from the place. So I'll try to get that up on YouTube. I don't really know how to do all
that
very
tomorrow.
Well.
Let's get it up tomorrow. Give us 24 hours. We'll put it up on the news site tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you can see Jen jump out of the plane tomorrow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
awesome,
it was a blast. It was so much fun. And then like all day in the afternoon, I was like, hey, guess what? He's like, what? I'm like, we jumped out of a plane today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.